Hello. Welcome back. I am so excited to be back behind the microphone. It has been so long. I am your host, Rashida Jackson, for the Pursuing Purpose podcast, the original Pursuing Purpose podcast. And I'm here to deliver some exciting news. If you don't know, it has been 2 years since I've recorded my last episode. Wow. So let me tell you guys what has been going on in the relaunching of this. One thing I would like to do is start with the intro music, start with a brief intro where I tell you what we talk about, which on this podcast, we talk about passion, purpose, and productivity, and then get into a story and get into our topic. Today's episode will just really more so be a story. Then we'll get into some updates at the end. And any notes for anything extra in this episode will be in the show notes, which you can find on the Pursuing Purpose podcast.com. Let's get into today's story, which is, where have I been for 2 years? Well, to give you a little backstory, if this is your first time tuning into the show, I had in 2016 a really rough year. I had come off of several years working in ministry. I wasn't taking care of myself like I should have been. I thought I was taking care of myself well, but I wasn't. And I eventually just kind of had a breakdown. And in that, I took all the time off that I needed to kind of recoup spiritually and emotionally. In that, God gave me vision. He revived me. And part of the vision that He gave me was getting back into radio. Now, my husband and I, if you follow our Instagram page at Pursuing Purpose Podcast on Instagram, you'll see a post there from International Podcasting Day where I showed a throwback picture of my husband and I doing our online radio show back in like 2013, 14. I think it was 2014, I'm thinking, or 15. In any case, we did that show and eventually we had to stop because we didn't have enough money to keep going. We had to pay for the time slot that we were in, and financially we weren't able to continue to do that. However, and we didn't know anything about like getting sponsors or anything like that. We just knew that we loved Christian hip hop and there wasn't a avenue at the time to showcase different forms of Christian hip hop in one place. That's another story for another time. In any case, I had wanted to get back into that for so long. It was on my heart ever since we had left. And so I had an idea of getting back into online radio and I wasn't sure how I was going to do it. And somehow podcasting came into my heart. I believe it was God, because not too long after that, I heard about Anchor, which is our current hosting platform. So I signed up for Anchor. Anchor had been around for maybe a year at that time. I signed up for Anchor. And if you listen to any of, or if you have listened to any of our old episodes, the culture of Anchor back then was, hey, I have the ability to throw up an episode. And so that's pretty much what people did. They didn't do a lot of editing. There wasn't a lot of capabilities of editing back 2 years ago when Anchor first started. So you just did what you could at the best of your ability. Now, thankfully, I had a husband that is into music production, so I had a USB mic and all of that jazz. So my production level wasn't as bad. It was about what it is right now. Maybe a little lower on audio quality. In any case, I started the podcast, and at that time it was called the Focus Friday podcast. Every Friday, I released an episode about how you could focus on vision, basically. And I saw that not being a thing that I could sustain long term. And so I changed the title of the podcast, the branding, everything to the Pursuing Purpose podcast. I started with that for a couple of weeks and dropped off because as I began to heal, the Lord allowed me to go back to work, start volunteering certain places. I started working at a middle school as a substitute teacher. The first class that I substituted at the school that I ended up working at was theater. The information got back to the theater teacher that I was certified in theater. She was planning on leaving the school and offered an opportunity to apply for that position, and she would put in a good word for me. I had always dreamed of being a high school theater teacher, which was shocking because there was a high school credit theater class. So in that, in me pursuing my purpose, which I'll be honest with you, in doing the Pursuing Purpose podcast, it was just about my pursuit and others' pursuit of purpose and passion. And that's what I was doing. And in my pursuit of my own passion and purpose, I landed something that was a dream of mine, and I believe it's led to me learning more about my purpose, which is in teaching. Now, teaching theater specifically, that's another story for another time. I don't believe that that is ultimately my purpose, just to teach theater anymore. That was something at the time I was considering, oh, I should be, you know, like a school teacher forever. I don't believe now that that is something that God is saying, yes, Rashida, I want you to teach theater forever. But I do believe that God is saying that teaching is a part of your assignment and your purpose, a reason that I have placed you here in this time. And so I did teaching for 2 years. Now, going into teaching, I thought that I was going to be able to maintain the podcast, and I was not. So it fell off, which is why we stopped having episodes. However, the podcast stayed in my heart the entire time. And anytime I got an extended break, I always thought about how I could possibly come back into podcasting. It just didn't work. If you've ever been a teacher, you probably understand what I'm talking about, unless you have great amount of energies, which I just didn't after being the only teacher in my department and doing all the things myself. So there's that. So after my first year, of course, every teacher's first year is challenging in different ways. Mine was definitely challenging. My second year of teaching was challenging in a different way, and I started to question if I should continue in teaching at that school, in theater in general, all the things. And so, as everyone knows, March of this year, the entire world shut down. And that just gave me more of an insight of, I probably do want to stop teaching, at least for right now. I got an opportunity to help run social media at my church. So I do that along with some other ventures. Doing a little bit of graphic design now, photography, all those things fit into that position. So I'm doing those things, but also that position has allowed for me to venture some other areas of what my purpose is, which I was able to come back to podcasting. So thankfully, I have a husband that is a banker, and he has gotten into doing more financial planning. He took over the financial part of our marriage when I went into teaching, because all I really could focus on was teaching at the time. And he set aside some money for me. I was able to upgrade some equipment, able to invest in some hosting. And now here we are. So I decided to come back. I have been planning for some months off and on trying to build up a following, learning more about podcasting so that I can bring you all a better quality. I am still in those phases at this point in time. I've lined up some things for the new season that we will be relaunching soon. I thought that I was going to be able to go back into a new season this October. I don't think that is the best decision to do right now. I will continue to pray about it and see if something God wants to maybe do a mini season possibly. But what I'm thinking about doing now that I've told you guys my story, we're going to transition into the plan and where we're going from here. What I'm thinking about doing from this point forward is continuing with the topic of purpose. We're going to continue talking about purpose, pursuing purpose. I'm going to continue telling my story of my pursuit of purpose. I will also invite other people on to tell their stories of how they're pursuing purpose. I do, and I really would like to talk about the challenges and how to overcome challenges in pursuing purpose. That's how I want to structure the first season. I'm not sure, and it probably won't be solely that. That may be part of it, but it won't be solely that. But our first season will either be how to overcome challenges when pursuing purpose, or giving you some steps, some practical steps on how to pursue purpose, as I would like to relaunch at the beginning of 2021. So I'm currently working on reaching out to people I would like to interview, line those people up. I may reach out to you guys and see who you guys would like to hear on the podcast as well. We are going to work in seasons moving forward, where I will essentially have 6 weeks on, 6 weeks off. And we may also have many episodes in between that time off, but it won't be as interactive as the 6 weeks that we are on, just so that I'm not leaving you guys hanging while you're waiting for the next season and you can have something that you can refer to, maybe tidbits from other episodes, maybe sneak peeks into the next season. I don't know how it's going to work. We'll see. But that is something that I am wanting to do the next season. I am going to hopefully be taking branding a lot more seriously, so you may see some changes in that. I do want to provide some opportunities for you all to support this show if the Lord leads you to do so, because this will not be something that in the level of excellence that I want to do it in. I can't do it on my own. I don't want to do it on my own. And one thing I'm not really interested in, unless it is a brand I really believe in, like really believe in, I don't want to become this show to become a heavily sponsored show. Not this show. There are some other shows that I'm looking into launching in the future, but the Pursuing Purpose podcast, I'm not going to knock anybody that does rely on sponsors and ads during their shows. They have to do what they need to do during their shows. And it may be that I have to do that during the Pursuing Purpose podcast show, but my goal is that I don't have to. There's so many things with ads nowadays, and I just don't want this to be a place where that is the same. I will say that if I have products, like I just bought a deal where I can get some stickers made, so I want to make some purpose-focused stickers that are on brand. I do have materials to make shirts. I want to make purpose-focused shirts that are on brand. I may And I will be promoting those things during those seasons, something that you can only buy within the season. But I don't want it to be like purple mattress every, you know, episode, or I don't know what else. Audible, or I don't know all the different sponsors that are out there right now. However, like I said, I'm not knocking anybody that has to do that. I just don't want this to be a space for that. And if I can avoid that, I will. We may go with a Patreon kind of approach where you give so many dollars a month, you'll get a, or a season. I think it's going to be more so seasons than months. In that season, you will receive the merchandise for that season shipped to you every season. You get extra content, extended interviews, extra episodes, things like that. Maybe a separate Facebook group. If the Lord ever gives me like a course or something like that, maybe you'll have access to help with those things. That's the kind of stuff that I'd like to do rather than having sponsorships, if that makes sense. We will be launching episodes on Fridays. Notice how I didn't say every Friday. I'm not going to keep myself to that. It will be every Friday within that season unless something else happens, which I will let you guys know if something happens. But every Friday is when we will start our episodes, because honestly, when the work week ends, that's when a lot of people get a chance to pursue their dreams. So I think that's fitting. Once you're off your normal 9-to-5, you can listen to some inspirational content to get you ready for the weekend so that you can pursue your dreams and goals for that weekend. So I think that's fitting. That's the same thing I'm doing right now. I work and then my work week ends and I pursue my passion and my purpose through this podcast. Every Friday and Saturday. I work for a church, so my weekend is Friday, Saturday, essentially. And the biggest news is that we are changing platforms. Yay! So there is a lot of talk around saying, you know, certain people don't like Anchor. I appreciate Anchor. I'm so grateful that I have been able to use Anchor as free hosting for the amount of time that I have. However, I do want to have a little bit more control over my branding and my content. And so I have decided to switch platforms. I have switched platforms to a hosting platform called Bcast FM. And at the beginning of the new year, we will start there. I may release some test episodes just to see how things are going to go there. So if you're interested in maybe being a part of a beta group or something like that, please visit the pursuingpurposepodcast.com. It should send you to the Pursuing Purpose Podcast episode, or I'm sorry, podcast show webpage, and you'll be able to sign up for the email list there. You'll be able to read the show notes for future episodes, things like that. And so if you're interested, please visit that. I am directing you to the pursuingpurposepodcast.com and not to iTunes, because one, my show is not connected to iTunes just yet, on the new server. And also, since we've left, there have been at least two shows that have decided to use the exact same name that I've been using since May of 2018. And those shows have come out August of 2018 and afterward. So in order to not cause as much confusion, I am going to direct you guys to the website rather than to iTunes for the time being, until some branding things get worked out in that regard. So you have that. So pursuingpurposepodcast.com is going to be your hub for everything currently. If you have any questions or anything like that, please feel free to, again, visit the pursuingpurposepodcast.com. You can follow at Pursuing Purpose Podcast on Instagram. I've also this year started a Christian shirt feature page. So if you would like to check out some amazing Christian t-shirts, it is the fall winter time currently, and I am needing some new sweatshirts and hoodies and long sleeves. So I've been kind of eyeing what I'm going to be shopping for. So if you're feeling the same way, please feel free to visit at Christian Shirt Features on Instagram and follow me there. That's it for right now. Also, I want to start doing some giveaways. So that wasn't it. I want to do some giveaways. So again, please sign up for the email list at thepursuingpurposepodcast.com. I love you guys. I'm so excited to be back. You have no idea. And I'm so excited for what God is going to do in the coming seasons of this show. You all be blessed. As I have always done in the past, I plead the blood of Jesus over you until we speak again. Keep pursuing purpose.